Section 10, Establishing and Holding New Converts.
Follow-up methods, subheading the second series of meetings. When the arguments for present truth are presented for the first time, it is difficult to fasten the points upon the mind. And although some may see sufficiently to decide, yet for all this, there's need of going all over the very same ground again and giving another course of lectures. Letter 60, 1886. Subheading, To Fix the Truth Distinctly. After the first efforts have been made in a place by giving a course of lectures, there is really greater necessity for a second course than for the first. The truth is new and startling, and the people need to have the same presented the second time to get the points distinct and the ideas fixed in the mind. Letter 48, 1886. Subheading, Importance of Repeating Points of Truth. If those who knew the truth and were established in it were indeed in need of having its importance kept ever before them, and their minds stirred up by the representation of it, how important that this work is not neglected for those newly come to the faith. Everything in the interpretation of the scriptures new and strange to them, and they will be in danger of losing the force of the truth and receiving ideas not correct. In many efforts that have been made, the work has been left incomplete. Letter 60, 1886. Subheading, Careful Plans for the Follow-Up Series. It may be advisable to change locations and have new congregations, but all the time you are making a second effort, do it just as perfectly as if the first effort had not been made. Let every talent of the workers be put out to the exchanges. Let everyone do his level best and act as energetic part in the work and service of God. There are different kinds of work to be done. Souls are precious in the sight of God. Educate them, teach them as they embrace the truth, how to bear responsibilities. He who sees the end from the beginning, who can make the seeds sown wholly fruitful, will be with you in your efforts. Letter 48, 1886. Subheading, An Example of Thorough Follow-Up Work. Our meeting has ended. From the very first day, October 21, up to the present time, November 10, the interest has not abated. At the first meeting, the lodge tent was crowded, and a wall of people stood round the outside. I spoke 6 times on Sabbath, Sunday, and Wednesday afternoons to the crowd that assembled, and 5 times in various lines to our people. We had the best of ministerial labor. The word was spoken in no faltering, hesitating manner, but in demonstration of the Spirit and with power. The interest was superior to anything we have seen in any camp meeting in this country. We feel very grateful to the Lord for this opportunity of making known the light of present truth. As in Christ's day, the people listen and are astonished and captivated. They say, We never heard anything like this. Oh, how I wish I could have heard all these things before. I never knew such things were in the Bible. I see that the work before me is to search the Scripture as I have never done before. The Word of God has indeed been like a sword, quick and powerful. The crowds of people listen interestedly for 1 and nearly 2 hours without showing any appearances of weariness. Oh, I'm so glad, so thankful. I praise the Lord with heart and soul and voice. Several workers are keeping up the interest in Stanmore. The interest does not flag. The big tent has been taken down and sent to Melbourne. The 40-foot tent is being spliced in the center so that it will seat as many as possible and will be used here. A house has been rented to accommodate the workers. A room has been prepared for me, and if I'm able to, I shall probably go to Sydney this week to join the workers. We must do all we possibly can to make this effort a success. Elder Haskell writes cheeringly in regard to the work there and the unflagging interest. Letter 27, 1897. Subheading, Building on Interest Created. The laborers who may come in after an interest has been created may be men who have even less ability than those who have started the work, but if they are humble men of God, they may present the truth in such a way as to arouse and impress the hearts of some who have hitherto been untouched. The Lord reveals truth through different minds and different aspects, so that through one man's presentation, some point of truth is made clearer than through another man's presentation, And for this very reason, the Lord does not permit one man alone the work of dealing with human minds. One man may carry as part of the work as far as he can, and then the Lord will send another of his workmen to do another part of the work that the first worker did not feel the necessity of doing, and yet it was essential that the work should be done. Therefore, let no man feel that it is his duty to begin and carry forward a work entirely himself. If it is possible for him to have other gifts and other laborers to work for the conversion of souls, let him gladly cooperate with them. Manuscript 21, 1894. Subheading, New Converts Thoroughly Instructed. Our efforts are not to cease because public meetings have been discontinued for a time. So long as there are interested ones, we must give them opportunity to learn the truth. And the new converts will need to be instructed by faithful teachers of God's Word, that they may increase in a knowledge and love of the truth and may grow to the full stature of men and women in Christ Jesus. They must now be surrounded by the influences most favorable to spiritual growth. Review and Herald, February 14, 1907. Subheading, Develop the Local Talent. Do the work of an evangelist. Water and cultivate the seed already sown. When a new church has been raised up, it should not be left destitute of help. The minister should develop the talent in the church, that meetings may be profitably kept up. Timothy was commanded to go from church to church as one who should do this kind of work and build up the churches in the most holy faith. He was to do the work of an evangelist, and this is an even more important work than that of ministers. He was to preach the word, but he was not to be settled over one church. Review and Herald, September 28, 1897. Subheading, Visit New Members Often. The work should not be left prematurely. See that all are intelligent in the truth, established in the faith, and interested in every branch of the work before leaving them for another field. And then, like the Apostle Paul, visit them often to see how they do. Oh, the slack work that is done by many who claim to be commissioned of God to preach the word makes angels weep. Testimonies, Volume 5, page 256, 1885. Subheading, Line upon Line, Precept upon Precept. It is not preaching alone that must be done. Far less preaching is needed. More time should be devoted to patiently educating others, giving the hearers opportunity to express themselves. It is instruction that many need, line upon line, precept upon precept, here a little and there a little. But it is very difficult to impress the minds of our ministering brethren with the idea that sermons alone cannot do the work that is needed for our churches. Personal efforts are wanted. They are essential for the prosperity of individuals and churches. Manuscript 7, 1891. Subheading, Help in Beginning the New Life. Wherever such an interest is awakened as that which is now shown in blank, men of the best ability should be chosen to help in the effort. They should enter heartily into the work of visiting and holding Bible readings with those newly come to the faith and with those who are interested, endeavoring to establish them in the faith. The new believers are to be carefully instructed that they may have an intelligent knowledge of the various lines of work committed to the Church of Christ. One or two men should not be left alone with the burden of such a work. Much depends upon the work done by the members of the church in connection with and following the tent meetings that shall be held in our cities. During the meeting, many, convicted of the Spirit, may be filled with a desire to begin the Christian life. But unless there is constant watchfulness on the part of the workers who remain to follow up the interest, the good impressions made on the minds of the people will become indistinct. The enemy, full of subtle reasoning, will take advantage of every failure on the part of God's workers to watch for souls as they that must give an account. Review and Herald, March 2, 1905. Subheading, Create a Bulwark Around New Believers. Just after the decisions are made, the forces of the powers of darkness take these minds that have been convicted and that have resisted the conviction of the Spirit of God. They have a superstition, and Satan works upon those minds until there is an intensity of opposition to the truth and everybody that believes it, and they think they are in God's service, as Christ told us, Whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God service. Now we can see the intensity of their minds. Where is the intensity on the other side? Unite with the Spirit of the living God to present a bulwark around our people and around our youth to educate and train them. This must be met, and we must carry right through the truth of God at any cost. We understand something about it, but there are many who do not understand anything about it. Therefore, we need to lead them along, to instruct them kindly and tenderly, and if the Spirit of God is with us, we will know just what to say. Manuscript 42, 1894. Subheading, Comprehension of God's Overall Purpose. The student should learn to view the Word as a whole and to see the relation of its parts. He should gain a knowledge of its grand central theme, of God's original purpose for the world, of the rise of the great controversy, and of the work of redemption. He should understand the nature of the two principles that are contending for supremacy, and should learn to trace their workings through the records of history and prophecy to the great consummation. He should see how this controversy enters into every phase of human experience, how in every act of life he himself reveals the one or the other of the two antagonistic motives, and how, whether he will or not, he is even now deciding upon which side of the controversy he will be found. Education, page 190, 1903. Subheading, Teaching New Believers How to Meet Enemy. It is poor policy to leave a few here and there, unfed and uncared for devouring wolves, or to become targets for the enemy to open fire upon. I have been shown that there has been much of such work done among us as a people. Promising fields have been spoiled for future effort by striking them prematurely without counting the cost, and leaving the work half done. But there has been a course of lectures given, then stop the work, rush into a new field to half do the work there, and these poor souls who have but a slight knowledge of the truth are left without proper measures being taken to confirm and establish them in the faith and educate them like well-drilled soldiers how to meet the enemy's attacks and vanquish him. Letter 60, 1886.